personally having an interview with Darren Appleton for the European team. How are your first feelings after the first day?
Obviously very disappointed to lose 2-1 the first day, because we didn't play very good, but I felt as if we played better than the Americans. I think they definitely had the roll of the balls, especially in the team game, but luckily Dennis Hatch dogged it for them to win 6-4. He had like a simple shot on the 6 ball to get to the 8 ball, but he messed it up there, which has allowed us to step in, and we took a nice clearance out to win the match in the last round, to win 6-5. But it was really cold in there as well, especially for the team match, really, really cold. I've never been as cold as that before, which didn't help. And obviously, like, with the atmosphere and the pressure, it makes you even more nervous. The first doubles, Ralph and Nick, they didn't really show up for the first 5 racks, losing 5-0. Start playing good, got back to 5-4, put a lot of pressure on the Americans, but made a bad mistake in the last rack to hand them the win. Then Mika come out the blocks really quick, winning 3-0, playing really good. I think he made a bad mistake at 3-0, another bad mistake at 3-2 when he had the ball in hand. That was a really, really big rack, because he won the next rack as well, which would have put us up 5-2, which, like, the game's over then, more or less. So very disappointed to come out losing 2-1, but it was the first day. The players are a bit nervous, anxious, excited, and just getting used to the atmosphere, really. Like, it was like a really, really pumped in there. And it's the Moscone Cup. It adds a lot more pressure. There's more pressure in this than any other event we ever play, because, like, the crowd are really excited. It's live television as well. So today's going to be a really big day. Mm-hmm.
If the team would be consisting of 6 players each, who would you like to see on the Europe side to be the 6th player?
The 6th player, probably Neil's fine. Or maybe Al Cady, maybe one of them too.
Mm-hmm. Would you like the Moscone Cup to be extended in the 3-team competition, where the 13 would be Asia?
No, just because it's got a lot of history, and I think if they did that, it wouldn't be the same. Because like in golf, you have the same thing, Ryder Cup, and it's been going like for 50-40 years, and this is like the 16th-17th year for the event here, so I don't think it would be the same if you brought another team in. And like, obviously it'd take a lot longer, but yeah, the Moscone Cup is what it is, and I don't think anything's going to change, really. Maybe extend the team to maybe six players instead of 5, and maybe like make the races a little bit longer regards points wise. Like, I think, like in golf, I think the player raced to 14 points, so I'd probably be looking to do something the same with a pool. But everything else is great, in my opinion.
Did any of your family members come to support you here?
No, my dad's not been very well for the last 2 weeks, and my mum's not well enough to travel. But I got a lot of friends here, and there's a lot of friends arriving today as well. And obviously, where I live in the north, the weather's been really, really bad, like a lot of snow, so it's difficult to travel at the moment. But I've got a lot of friends watching, and me, mum and dad are watching from home, so it's all good.
Did you make some bets with your friends how the result will be?
I told them some pretty good tips. I think when I looked on the on the bookmakers yesterday, I was 10-1 like to be the for the guy like to win the most points, which I think is really generous. So I think a lot of my friends have had a bet on that. So hopefully I'm not going to let them down. Europe were the favourites to win outright. I think we was 4-6 on. The Americans were 11-10, which is probably about right. We has been at home, but I haven't looked deep into the betting side of it. But if anybody was wanting to bet, I'd probably say that I'm a pretty good price, really, to be to win like the most points.
Mm-hmm. In your team, do you have some internal punishment or reward for won and lost matches?
Well, obviously, if you get the if you win the most points, you probably get the MVP, which is like the most valuable player, and that's like you get like a trophy for that. But also, if you do win that award, you probably get retained for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
like it's a pretty big thing to win if you can win that. But for me, it's all about the team. It's not about me or any other player. It's just about the team. And as long as the team win, I don't care like whether I win a point or not. As long as the team win.
Okay. Did you have some session with a sports psychologist just before coming here, for especially for the Mosconica?
No, not really. I have thought about it in the past, but it's not something I've actually gone ahead and done, because I'm quite strong the mental side of the game, and I think I like to my mental strength is like probably the biggest strength of my game, and I like to rub it off to me fellow players as well. But also the coach we've got, Johan, is like a really good mental coach.
Mm-hmm.
He inspires us like with his team talking. Mm-hmm. He says like the right things. He gets us pumped up and thinking positive, which is a key in any sport. But especially for me, like the last 2 months, I've been playing like really, really, really well. So I feel good like in myself at the moment. So, but obviously, if you're not playing well and your confidence is low, then it's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some ritual before each match to calm you down and prepare you for the focus?
I just try and concentrate on my breathing. Like, it's important to breathe through your nose and then out of your mouth, just to keep the heartbeat down. But also, I like to do. I like to have like 10 or 15 minutes alone before a match, just like to get myself in that zone, that focus, and. Just don't get any negative thoughts, really. That is a key to any sport, really. It's not going to a match thinking negative and not being frightened of certain situations.
Mm-hmm. If there comes to a hill-hill match at Mosconi Cup and a hill-hill final match, and your opponent is running out of rack and he sets for a bad ball, and you notice, will you tell him or not?
No, because like there's a referee. If he makes a mistake like that, then that's like a mental error.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the game. It's not for me to tell him what is that is playing like the wrong ball.
Okay.
But I have done in the past when I've been playing like a friend, let's say, in a match, and he's got down to play like the six ball when he should be playing the five ball. I've like sort of stopped him and said, look, you're playing the wrong ball, which is a bit too nice, really. But in team play, and you're playing against another country, because this event's a lot different to anything else. You sort of don't speak with like the other team for like the 4 or 5 days you're here. So long as you stay within the rules and the spirit of the game, then like we do anything to win, basically.
Mm-hmm. When you compare playing at the Mosconi Cup and final stages of a world championship, and Mosconi Cup would be number 5 on the scale, a world championship would be bigger pressure by how much, or less pressure by how much?
Well, playing team and singles is completely different pressure, because you're playing for yourself in singles through our team. So I'd probably say there's more pressure playing the team and these singles world championships, but playing the Mosconi Cup, every rack feels like a hill rack in the world championship. You know what I mean? It's like playing a world championship final, really, playing in the Mosconi Cup. I think that's the closest you can really relate the two. So it's a different feeling, and because you're not playing for yourself, you're like playing for your country, your like nations, and your like fellow players. So you don't want to let them down. So you don't really think of yourself that much, but obviously you want to give it your best shot. But yeah, it is a bigger pressure playing the Mosconi Cup match. So.
If your child would decide to take your footstep and become a pool player, will you encourage him, or will you try to steer him in another direction?
Well, I'll tell him to try and play golf or tennis first. Just because in pool, like, pool's okay, but I mean, at this moment in time, it's difficult to make a living. I mean, you've got to be one of the best players, and you know, I mean, it's sad to really say to your son, like, you want to train him up and like to be like the next best player, because there's no guarantee. Where there's other sports where the money's a lot better, better events. And Paul is still quite young, really, and it's still got a lot to learn. It's still got a lot to grow. So hopefully, like, in the future, it's going to get bigger and bigger, and the money's going to be like golf and tennis sports like that. But if his heart's in it to play, then yeah, I wouldn't say like to not play, but I'll try and get him to play golf.
Who do you feel is putting on you the most pressure to perform well?
What, in this Moscone Cup?
Just in general.
Really.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm your worst critic when it comes to performance. I'm always looking like to play perfect, and I suppose that's a good thing, like, because it always keeps me like hungry, and it gives me like a lot of drive. And I don't get carried away with like winning events, because you're only as good as your last match. So it's important like to stay humble and just play the game the way it is. But yeah, I play to make a living out the game. But it's important to enjoy it as well. Mm-hmm. Well, like a lot of players put a lot of pressure on themselves because they're like frightened of losing more than winning, and you got to try and find the balance right.
Mm-hmm. If you would be asked to name the best player in different aspects of the game at their best, for the technique, who would you choose?
Oh, for technique, probably Wu Chiachi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's like got a perfect action. It's really loose. Cues the ball really, really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was telling kids like to model themselves as a player, then probably someone like him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like if you're looking to Europe, maybe someone like Ralf Suke, Mika Hymanen. Mm-hmm. And then the Americans, I'd probably say Johnny Archer, I think.
Mm-hmm. And for the strategy? Strategy?
The Filipinos. Like when I first started playing this game, I quickly realised that the strategy of the game is the most important part if you're going to compete at a very top level. So I spent a lot of time in the Philippines learning off them guys, because their vision and the like shot making and kicking, safety, but banks, they're like the best in the world at that. So it's very important to learn off the best.
Mm-hmm. For the shot making, is it?
Oh, obviously Efren Reyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Efren Reyes, Alcano, Bustamante, Alex Pagaline, they're all great.
Entertainment?
Probably Ilstricker.
Okay. Mental strength?
Alex Pagaline.
Okay. Do you think billiard is unhealthy for relationships?
Can be. I think it helps that if speaking about girls, and I think it's very important that the girl has a bit. She likes pool, because then like it can be a problem, because you're doing a lot of travelling. If they don't understand the game, then yeah, it can cause a couple of problems. But if they enjoy the game and they realise it's your job, then there isn't a problem, I don't think.
And do you think relationships are unhealthy for pool?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. What was the longest consecutive time you spent at the pool table?
Probably 24 hours.
Okay, and did you ever get burnt out on pool?
Yeah, I think if you play too much, you burn yourself out. Like, the one time I played like 15 hours, 18, 24 hours, like, is when I was playing for money in America. Because, like, the way they play over there when you're playing for money is that if you play like an headset, which is like you have to win by a certain amount of racks, then, like, the match is not guaranteed to finish. You can decide, like, to just. Have it as a draw, so yeah, you can play for a long time, but the most I've ever practiced is maybe like 6-7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So but I think the ideal is like maybe practice 3-4 hours a day, not every day, but like most days, and just don't travel and play too much, like, because it's important, like, to keep your appetite and fresh, and, mm-hmm. and it's important to rest.
And what is the longest break you took from pool?
My longest break, what, not without playing? Maybe 2 months.
Okay.
2 months, I'd say, yeah.
Okay, I think I don't have any more questions, but thank you.